Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great Monday. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. Wes, wow, what a sports weekend. What's happening?
What a sports weekend. And I didn't quite come out of it the way I'd hoped to. But the matchup for the big game is now set, with the Denver Broncos taking care of the Patriots early on Sunday, 26-16. Peyton Manning throws for over 400 yards, a couple of touchdown passes. He will be the second oldest quarterback to play in a Super Bowl, and this will, in fact, be his third trip to the Super Bowl. So he's hoping to improve on his 1-1 record in the big game. And then the Seattle Seahawks took care of my San Francisco 49ers in an epic game, 23-17. Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco quarterback, had three turnovers late in the game, including the last play by Richard Sherman, a tip ball in the end zone with just seconds left to go in the contest. And Seattle will get in there. Third Super Bowl in franchise history. So we got a game of threes, if you will. Peyton Manning in his third Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks in their third Super Bowl. This is the first time that the number one scoring offense, and the Denver Broncos also should be noted, the number one all-time scoring offense in NFL history, scoring the most points in a single season, breaking the Patriots record of 2008. This will be the first time the number one offense and the number one scoring defense, that of the Seattle Seahawks, will be playing against each other since 1990. So you got the two number one seeds in the NFL this year going to duke it out, the top offense and the top defense. So, hey, while I was upset that my Niners took the loss, I can't be upset. This is going to be a fantastic Super Bowl. And, hey, you can't win them all.
I'm excited about this one. Of course, I'm a Seattle girl, but I won't rub it in.
Yeah, and then over at the Bobcats Arena, they're trying to get back to their winning ways. Last play, the Miami Heat, where they took a loss 104-96, but have split their last four games 2-2. Their week ahead includes in a big day of action on Martin Luther King Day in the NBA. They always play a ton of games, and the Bobcats will be playing at 2 p.m. in the Cable Box versus the Toronto Raptors. Then they will take on the Clippers at home, and then they will travel to the Knicks before playing the Bulls to finish out the week. So the Bobcats, again, split the last four, but they've lost Kemba Walker to a high ankle sprain that he suffered against the Miami Heat. So they would definitely miss him. He's out indefinitely, more than likely a few weeks at the least. So they will be definitely looking for answers if their top player has gone down. And today, as I said, if you're looking for something to watch on this MLK Day, you got plenty of NBA basketball on all the networks, ESPN and ABC. So should enjoy that today, and just enjoy today watching a little bit of hoops, Melanie. And that has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Wes, real quick, tell us how you feel about Richard Sherman and his comments at the end of the 49ers-Seahawks game.
You know, I wish people's lives were as squeaky clean as they want athletes to be. The guy made a spectacular play, and it was a play that sent his team to the Super Bowl. And people have to understand that in sports, I mean, I'm sorry if it scares you, but that's what's said and that's what's thought by players in the locker room and on the field when plays like that happen. If you come and ask someone immediately after a play like that, that's what you're going to get. And it just kills me, the hypocrisy of sports fans, because, you know, not everybody, but a lot of these fans, they get drunk and they go to these games and say ungodly things to these players, right, about their families and about them, and then they want them to be squeaky clean just because a guy gets on there and professes himself to be a great player after he made a play. So I had no issues with it. Like I said, the guy came from Compton, California, first from his high school to go to Stanford.
Absolutely.
Graduated in 3 years. I mean, the guy's an excellent success story. So, you know, I have no problems with the guy. And I thought it was great.
I think so, too. It's football. Give me a break.
Exactly.
It's In the Trenches with Wes Bryant right here on Phrase.